Genesis chapter 1, find verse number 26. Genesis chapter 1, verse number 26. Once you find it, stand with me if you would please. The sermon this morning is got a very simple title. It's called Very Good, Very Good. Look at verse number 26 of Genesis chapter 1. It says, "And God said, let us make man in our image after our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over the cattle and over all the earth and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth." So God created man in his image, his own image. In the image of God created he him, male and female created he them. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, "Be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth." And God said, "Behold, I have given you every herb bearing seed which is upon the face of the earth, and every tree in the which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed, to you it shall be for meat. To every beast of the earth, and to every fowl of the air, and to everything that creepeth upon the earth wherein there is life, I have given every green herb for meat." And it was so. And God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. And the evening and the morning were the sixth day. The sermon title comes from verse number 31. And the sermon today is going to be a little different. If you came to hear me yell and scream and swing from the chandeliers, I'll not be doing that this morning. I do have something that I want to say to all of us. And I'm going to tell you a story in a moment that brought the sermon on. And you'll be interested once I get started, I'm sure. And let's pray. Father, bless us now. Holy Spirit of God, do something lasting in this place. Lord, I certainly would like to represent your sincerity properly. And then, Father, I want to represent mine. Now, bless us with thy Spirit's presence, please. And we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. You can have a seat there. The sermon is called Very Good. I looked in the Bible. I found that the word good is used 655 times. There are other forms of the word. The word goodlier is used once. The word goodliest is used twice. Goodliness is used once. The word goodly is used 33 times. The Bible refers to a good man 6 times and goodness 48 times, which meaning there are 746 references in one form or another to the word good. I was in a business just recently, and I was watching someone from their custodial crew. There was a huge plate glass window, and while I was waiting to do some business with them, I noticed that custodian had gone outside and washed that window down and then went inside and washed that window down. I watched them back up and look at the window, and they went right back at it and found a smudge and fixed it. And then they came inside and the sun shined on it a little bit differently and they fixed it again. And they worked at it. I was very impressed at all the energy they were putting into polishing that plate glass window. I watched their boss walk in and say this, "I see a fingerprint right there." And the custodian very humbly went over and wiped the fingerprint off. The boss walked on. And then I watched the custodian bow their head. I knew they had worked and worked and worked to make it right. And there was one smudge, and that's what the boss noticed. God had spent 6 days in creating everything. On the 6th day, he created man. And in verse number 28 of Genesis chapter 1, it says that God blessed them. And then in verse 31, he said God saw everything that he had made. It says that behold, he beheld it was good. Matter of fact, he said it was very good. I want you to notice something. I want you to notice that God took the time to look and he said, "That's very good. That's very good." The Bible says in Philippians 1:6, "Being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ." The Bible is telling us that there is a good work that you and I get to do, and that God is wanting to perform that good work in us. I'm an old-fashioned, independent, fundamental Baptist preacher. I've been throwing fits in the pulpit for a long time. Part of my trademark. Part of the trademark of the old-time religion. I preach against lots of sins. I'm supposed to. I'll preach against the drinking and the cussing and the chewing and all of that. But you might get the impression, good night, preacher. Are you against everything? No. No, I'm not. Sunday school teachers are always in Sunday school saying, don't do this. Don't do that. Those of you that are children, parents are always probably both screaming and yelling, not this, not that, don't do this, don't go there. I think our Heavenly Father has the ability to look down from heaven, and although He very much says, don't do this, don't do that, I think He notices the good that we do as well as the bad. I think when I seen that custodian cleaning that plate glass window, and I seen how hard they tried. I seen that they'd missed a spot, but to be honest, I didn't even recognize it till the boss walked through and pointed it out. I think that that custodian sincerely and deeply was trying to please the boss. There's still a smudge on it, and that's what the boss noticed. I guess we can all be that way to some degree. But I want you to know, God sees your good. Sometimes you go to church and the preacher's always just reminding you, God watching you! God watching you! Yeah, that's the way it is. But may I say, God's not only watching you and I in regard to what we might not be doing right, but He is watching you do right. Jesus sees all the good that you do. God sees and knows how hard you try. He sees all the good accomplishments that are coming forth from your life. He sees the big ones. He may see the big ones that other people see, and He sees the small ones, the ones that nobody sees. And I want you to know, whether it's a big accomplishment or a small accomplishment, God sees that good, and God is pleased when you do right and when you do good. And I think God gives equal time to noticing our good as to the time that He would give to noticing our bad. He sees the good that you do in private. He sees the good that you do in public. He sees, and there's a verse in the Bible that talks about our secret faults. Well, see, God not only sees your secret faults, but He also sees your secret goodnesses. My sermon today is quite simple. It's called Very Good. I don't know exactly what this will accomplish in you, but I know what it will accomplish in me. And I want to make sure that you understand God sees your good. First of all, I believe that God sees all the good that you do. The Bible says in 2 Chronicles chapter 16, verse number 9, "For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth." And we so often, because that verse tells us that He beholds the good and the evil, we immediately think He's just watching for the evil. And we tend to say, God's watching you. He sees you all the time. Well, if that's true, sure He's going to see some of the negatives, but He is also seeing all the positives. And so when the Bible says the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth or world, He sees the good that we do as well. Sometimes people say, God's keeping a list. He knows what bad you've done. If that be true, God's keeping a list. He knows all the good that you've done. I think that God knows every word from His book that you have read. Every word. And every time you read one word from His book, I think God says, that's another one. She just read another one. That's a whole verse. That's a whole chapter. Here she comes again. He's up. He's reading His Bible. I believe that God celebrates every word that you read. Every prayer that you say at bedtime, God recognizes it. He says, that's very good. I think every prayer that you say at mealtime, God says, that's very good. That's very good. Here at the church, we'll pray over an offering and we bow our heads and we close our eyes and God looks down and He says, that's very good. There they are praying again. You go to school and you pray and God says, that's very good. And you go to work and you pray and God said, that's very good. Somebody here told someone about Jesus Christ this week and God heard you and God watched. Nobody else seen it. And God said, that's very good. You passed out a gospel tract and God said, that's very good. I seen you give out that tract. And then you passed out another and God said, I seen that. And then you gave out another and another and another until you were searching in the glove compartment of your car and you couldn't find any more. So you said, they're all gone. So you said to your wife, you have any in your purse? Or you said to your husband, do you have any in your purse? And as those tracts were being distributed, God looked down and God said, that's very good. That's very good. You were singing a song this week. It was a good, godly song. Nobody heard you singing it. Oh, maybe it was at home and you were attending to the children or preparing your husband a cup of coffee and God heard you. And though you didn't realize that in heaven He was thrilled and He looked down and He said, that's very good. That's one of my kids down there doing good, singing the right kind of a song. Then you came to church and you sang a song in Sunday school. And while everybody was singing in Sunday school, the teacher thought the children were cute. And as the song leader was leading the adult Sunday school class in the song, he was glad everybody was singing. But I got to tell you, God was looking down and saying, you hear that? That's very good. You carried your Bible to work this week. And when God seen you wrap your hands around that book and head towards your vehicle to go to work, God said, very good. Very good. This morning you woke up and you looked for your Bible and you grabbed it and you brought it to church. And God said, that's very good. You came to church and you sang and God said, that's good. And you sang on the bus route today and every song that was sung on the church bus route was good. And God said, that's good. The first Saturday of the month, you men that come to men's prayer breakfast, God watches you give up your Saturday morning. I think in that morning, he says, yeah, this guy's been working all week long. Some night, maybe they have time, maybe they don't. But they're going to go down to the church for prayer meeting. And God said, that's good. Some of you went out soul winning yesterday on your bus route. And God said, that's very good. You went to the bus meeting and God said, that's very good. There are people scurrying around the church yesterday setting up for Sunday school. And you might not realize it, but God in heaven was watching. You say, I know, Pastor, He's watching me. He wants to know if I'm going to do bad. Oh, no, He was watching to see all the good that you were doing. Because He doesn't miss it. His eyes, they travel to and fro throughout the earth. He sees the good. He sees the evil, but He sees the good. And sometimes we give so much attention to the noticing of the evil. I have to tell you, my heart sunk when the custodian missed a smudge and the boss noticed it. And I just know I watched that custodian bow their head. I'm pretty sure they wept. And they scurried away after they took that smudge off. I wanted to go and find them. I wanted to go and say, hey, the glass looked great. You did a great job. I mean, inside and out, it was virtually spotless. Sure, there was one spot. I want to go tell them, hey, I noticed how clean it was. But I'll promise you this, God didn't miss it. God didn't miss the good that you did this week. God didn't miss the fact that you helped set up for Sunday school. God didn't miss the fact that you helped put gas in a van or gas in a bus. God didn't miss the fact that you ran the broom through the bus while everybody else was gone. It's 105 degrees on that bus here in North Carolina and you were out there drenched in sweat, embarrassed because you were so sweaty from cleaning up the bus. And you wondered, does anybody know? God does. God doesn't miss any of that. God knows that there are Sunday school teachers and assistant teachers that stayed up late last night and prepared their lesson. They actually prayed. They prepared. God watched them. God said, that's very good. That's very good. God watched people get up extra early this morning and get ready for church. And God said, that's very good. God watched you shed a tear over someone. And you wondered, Did anybody know that you really cared? Well, God did. And God said, that's very good. God watched you sanitize toys in the nursery so the little boys and girls would not get sick from the passing on of germs. And God said, that's good. God watched the deacons come to a late night deacons meeting and put hours in helping the pastor. And God said, that's very good. God watched the people that raced down to the church and mowed the grass and took the weed eaters out and picked up the trash around the property so God's house would be represented by a nice clean exterior. And God said, that's very good. God watched every diaper changed in the Bible and said, that stinks. But he watched them all. He watched every nursery worker with tender, loving care that wiped a nose. He watched every nursery worker with a smile that received that baby with intent of serving those parents to the best of their ability. And God said, that's very good. God watched you as you worked your way around the church property, changing out the burnout light bulbs so everything would be done right and professionally. God watched you when you laundered the baptistry towels that were used for a baptismal service. God knows the journey that you took to get to church today. Oh, for some of you, it was 3 minutes. There are people sitting in this auditorium right now. It took them 40 minutes to get here today. And God knows. God knows the miles that you put on your car. God knows the number of other so-called churches that you passed trying to get here. And I want you to know your pastor knows that. God watches. I realize the preacher can get up and throw fits, and God will tell us that we ought to take care of our bodies and not abuse them and put things into them that we should not. But can I say God also sees when you're trying hard to keep your body healthy? God knows. God knows the attempts to eat right and sleep right and exercise. And God knows as you have protected your body from taking things into it that would hurt you. Somehow it gets pointed out that we shouldn't do bad to our bodies. But wait a minute, God knows when you're doing good. God knows. God knows about the treats that you purchased for your Sunday school class. God knows about the breakfast that you provided. God watched every mouthful of food that went into that child's mouth today that you paid for. You didn't get any credit for it. You're not going to be printed in some periodical for your kindness or your goodness. God watched you hand a homeless person a sandwich from McDonald's recently. Nobody knew about it but you. But God. God sees your good. God doesn't just notice our bad. God doesn't just notice those things that we do wrong. He notices our good. God watched you fold those gospel tracts and God said, very good. God watched you to pick up the trash around the church parking lot. God watched you see a piece of trash in a hallway here at the church and watched you reach down and say, it's the right thing that I pick that up and dispose of it properly. God seen it. God watched you distribute the tithing envelopes out onto the seats of our church as humbly as you do. And nobody knows much about it, but it got done and you did it. God watched every time a student obeyed a teacher and every time a child obeyed a parent. And God made note of every single obedience. God watched as you straightened the songbooks in the auditorium. And God watched as you sacrificed to be at a music practice. God watched you race from your duties at home to get down to the church so you could go to a music practice on time and on schedule so that a good music number could be given here at the church. God watched as you serviced the air conditioner all by yourself to try to make sure all the other people were comfortable in church today. God watched you prepare a meal with our Meals of Mercy ministry, and God knew you even sacrificed to make that happen to help somebody else, and God made a note of it. God watched you be faithful to our Faith Promise program, and God made a note of it, and God watched you listen. You were in Sunday school today, and you listened, and you wanted to listen, and you wanted to learn, and you weren't disrespectful, and you weren't putting your hands in your face and not paying attention. You were listening, and let me tell you something. God saw it. God saw every bit of it. God looked and noticed every minute that you invested on a computer doing things for God and God's work. And God watched some of the boys get haircuts and some of the girls just do the right thing as they prepare their life and live their life. Hey, God watched their Sunday school teachers that prepared decorations to hang on the walls of their classes, and nobody really much noticed it. The bulletin boards that are full and the decorations that are all around, and might, you know, if it went undone, somebody might say, well, that looks bland, that looks undone. Oh, but God noticed that it's not bland, and it's done right, and God noticed that. God noticed that you're trying to run with the right crowd. I know we throw a fit. Get with the right crowd. Don't run. You know, you lay down with the dogs, you'll wake up with fleas. You play with, play with the pig, you'll end up with a curl in your tail. We say things like that. But the truth of the matter is there's all sorts of people in this congregation that are trying to do the right thing and trying to spend their time with the right kind of people. And let me tell you something. God knows your intent, and God knows that you're trying. God knows every gift that was given through the generous ladies of the Shenandoah Hospitality Ministry and the work that you put into it, and probably even realizes at times that you worked hard and maybe you didn't get to give that gift away, and the whole intent was the labor you put into it was to give it away. God knows about the money that you took out of your pocket to make it happen. God knows. God noticed every hand that was shaken out here in the front by our greeters, every smile. Hey, parking lot attendants, God watched. God knows when everybody else is inside, you're outside. God knew it was hot. God knew it was raining. And God knew. He watched everything that you did on purpose. The little generosities, the little kindnesses, the little on purpose comments that you made to encourage someone. God did not miss one of those. God watched every plate that's ever been passed by an usher. Sometimes even men that are a little timid about doing it, but they do because the preacher asked them to, and they felt like that's what God wanted them to do. God knows. God knows. God knows the times that you watched the good thing and not the bad thing. God watched every paper that you stapled in the church office, and God said, I'm keeping track. Every good deed. Every day you worked hard. You said, I've got to work hard because that's what Christians do. And when it was hard and it was hot and you were tired and you were sick and you went to work anyway because that's what Christians do, God looked down and said, very good. Very good, my child. Very good. Every time you said please, God said, good. That's good. Every time you said thank you, God said, that's good. There are people in this room that are rebuilding their lives, and it's been a challenge for you. You didn't grow up in the protection of a Christian home, and you didn't have a church like this all your life, and you're learning things that are brand new to you, and you're saying this. I come in here sometimes and I'm just in awe about how I was supposed to be living. I didn't even know all of that, but you're rebuilding your life and you're growing. And you say, but preacher, I'm not where I ought to be. Yeah, but you're not where you used to be, and I can't wait to see where you're going to be. But God looks down and He sees every effort and every sincerity and every attempt and every inch of growth, and God said, that's very good. That's very, very good. Every time that you've told the truth, God said, that's very good. Every choir practice that you've attended. You rush into church early to make sure you're at a choir practice, and God said, that's very good. You bring other people to church, and God said, that's good. You helped on the bus, and God said, that's good. You gave at the church and you sacrificed and you've given a tithe or an offering, and God said, that's good. The hours and hours and hours. And may I say to our pianist around here, I respect you and thank God for you. Nobody would understand the amount of effort that is put into making our music program what it is. And the pianists, boy, do they work at it. You say, ah, they've got talent. I'll tell you what, that talent comes by way of a four-letter word called work. W-O-R-K, and they set at that piano and dazzle us over and over and over again. We're even to the point where we don't even respect it anymore. We don't even pay attention when they're doing a special number. But let me tell you something. God sees every minute that someone spends sitting on a piano bench preparing for a special music number or an offertory. God sees that you never miss church. God sees that you're here on Sunday night. God listens and He hears a young person say, yes, sir, or no, sir, or yes, ma'am, and no, ma'am. And God said, that's my child. That's good. That's very good. God looks at the microphone practices that go on in this auditorium to prepare the special music. And God said, that's very good. The times that you meet someone in the church and you're kind and generous, God notices it. The good books that you read, God noticed that. You say, Pastor, usually you're telling us about the bad books. I realize that, but I want you to know, God sees the good books that you read. Every nail that you have driven on this property to help us to remodel or build, every single nail that you have driven, God knows. Every time you put a little drywall mud on, or you've taken a paintbrush and you've painted where a wall was marred, God knows all about that. He sees it. He sees it all. God sees your loyalty and your commitment to your pastor and to your church. You know, this church has a great spirit, and I thank God for that. And there are a lot of people here that contribute an awful lot to that wonderful, upbeat spirit, and thank God for that. And God knows there are days when you come in smiling when you didn't feel like it. You're feeling poorly, but you came in smiling. You decided to set your burden aside and come to church and have a good attitude. God knows. God knows that. God sees every time that you're on time, and God even sees those of you that are backslidden that are trying real hard to get yourself straightened out. God sees that. God says, very good. Very good. God watches you keep the rules on and off the property. God notices your attention that you give. God pays attention, custodian, to every window that you clean, every roll of toilet paper that you post. I don't know what else to call it. Hang. God watches as you run that vacuum cleaner. God watches as you straighten those chairs. I've got to tell you, He's a powerful God. And He has the technology to know about all these things and keep record and watch it all happen over and over and over again. By the millions of good deeds and right things, God's paying attention to it all. He's watched every flyer that's been made and every letter that's been typed. He's watched every bus interior get cleaned. He's watched this congregation walk up and down the streets of New Bern, North Carolina, and throughout Craven County, knocking on doors, telling people about Jesus Christ. He's watched every gospel tract taken from your purse or taken from your pocket and handed to someone. He's watched every one of you teenagers. I realize, Brother Ellswick, we're always trying to get you to do right, but I will guarantee you, Brother Ellswick would tell you the same thing. God is watching all the good that you do. God watches when you do right. God watches when you say no to wrong. God watches that. God watches every flower that's been planted on this property. God watches. Every time you respond to an altar call, God watches and He says, very good. But not only that, not only does God look and see the good that we do, I have to tell you, I think God also sees the bad that you reject doing. The bad that you reject doing. 1 Corinthians 10:13 says, there hath no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that you may be able to bear it. God knows that someone tried to tell you a dirty joke and you wouldn't hear of it. And God said, very good. Very good. You did good. God knows there were times that you could have stayed home from church because it was too hot to go out or it was raining. But you went ahead and did it. And God said, very good. God knew there were times when you were tired and you just wanted to stay home from church. And you were looking for reasons to stay home. Others found them. But you said, I've got to go. And God said, that's very good. That's very good. I'm watching you reject wrong. And God notices when we reject wrong. Let's face it. Temptation and the devil comes at us all. Everybody faces the temptation. Some people give in to it. Some people do not. And you say, but I didn't give in to the temptation. I want to assure you, God noticed that. Now, God notices when we give in to it. But wait a minute. He gives equal time to your good. And while His eyes are passing to and fro throughout the earth, He's not just looking for the evil. He's also looking for the good. And the day God created things, when He got all done, He looked at it and He said, yeah, very good. Very good. He watched you turn off the bad television show and He said, that's good. There were others cussing and you weren't going to have any part of it. And you didn't cuss. And God said, that's very good. He watched you with the right crowd instead of the wrong crowd. He said, that's very good. He watched some of you young ladies, or any of you ladies, who you said no to wrong companionship with the wrong kind of boys or men, and God said, that's very good. He's watched some of you young men who have said no to companionship with the wrong kind of a girl, the wrong kind of a lady, and you said, that's not the kind of person I should be around. That's not the kind of person I should date. And you know what? God said, that's very good. It's very good that you rejected the opportunity for wrong. God watched when you had the chance to steal and you said no to stealing. And though you didn't hear it in heaven, He said, very good, my child. Very good. He watched that you had a chance to cheat, but you didn't cheat. And you didn't, nobody knew what was going on in your mind about that cheating, but God knew. And when you said no to cheating, God said, very good. Very good. He knew you had a chance to lie, but you didn't. And God said, very good. He knew you were tempted to play with your cell phone during church. And you didn't. And God said, very good. He does watch when you do play with it during church. The temptation that came on a date, you said, no, I want to be pure. God said, very good, my child. You could have gone and gotten drunk and you said, no, I'm not going to do it. That's not what God wants for me. And God said, very good. Very good. You could have talked back to your mom, but you held your tongue and God said to you, very good. You could have talked back to your dad. You could have sassed your dad, but you said, I've got to get control of my tongue. And God looked down and said, very good. Very good. You said no to the drugs. God said, good. Very good. You said no to the vandalism. God said, very good. I noticed that. The bad music, the bad dress, the wild, worldly ways. When you said no, God said, very good. Very good. You see, God sees not only the good that you do, God sees the bad that you could have done that you rejected. And you get credit for every one of those good things. God knows about those things. Just like God knows when we do wrong, God knows when we do right. The bad book that you could have looked at or read, you said no. God said, that's very good. You could have gotten involved in some bad behavior on Facebook, but you said, I want my testimony to be clean. And God said, very good. You could have looked at pornography and you said no, and God said, very good, very good. There were lustful thoughts that had come into your mind and you fought them and you said, I can't think that way. I've got to look the other direction. I can't let that get me down. And all the time you were fighting that mental battle, God was cheering for you. And when you finally pushed that out of your mind, God said, very good, my child. Very good. I noticed that you did that. Nobody else knows what goes on in your mind, but there are battles that go on in everybody's mind. And there are days when you fight the battle and you want to succeed and you give your all. And nobody was there to cheer you and nobody gave you a medal and nobody gave you a reward because you won the mental battle on the inside. But I will guarantee you, God watched you win the battle. And God said, very good, very good. That negative comment that you could have made that you did not, God said, very good. That wicked chat room that you could have been involved in, but you did not. And God said, very good. The gossip that you could have been a part of. And you said, I don't want to be a part of that. And God said, very good. God watched those opportunities of wrong come your way. And you said no to them. And God said, very good. You see, He's seen all the good that you do to the smallest detail. Then He watched all the bad that you could have done that you said no to. And God said, very good. I think thirdly, God sees all the good you could do. God has faith. God has faith in your tomorrow. God has faith in your good doing on Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday of next week. God has faith in what the good that you could do next month and next year. God has faith in your growth in Jesus Christ. And I think He says, very good. I see some wonderful things on the horizon for you. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 2:9, but as it is written, eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, nor entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love Him. God sees your potential and He's excited about the good potential that's available to you. Everybody in here, do you realize God has a great, big, good plan for your future? God sees you doing some good things, and some good things in a great way. God sees you could be a good husband. He said, that's very good. God sees you could be a good wife. And God said, hey, that's very good. God sees you could be a church member, a good church member. And God sees you being a good Christian and a good Christian businessman. And God sees you being a good employee. This is His faith in your goodness. He's seen the good that you do. He knows you're capable. He knows with His help you can do it. Hey, you could be a good citizen and a good soul winner and a good friend. There's some people in here. God could use you to be a good preacher or a good bus captain or a good preacher's wife. Or hey, you could be a good son. You can be a good daughter. God has faith in that. God believes in that. God is kind of expecting that's what you're going to do because He sees you're good. He sees that you could be a good doctor or a good daughter or a good song director. Or hey, He sees you could be a good lawyer or a good policeman or a good songwriter. Hey, God knows. God knows that you're capable. You know, one of the reasons why we talk about the wrong all the time, because if you're doing the wrong, you're not doing the right. And isn't it a whole lot more thrilling to be noticed for the good instead of being noticed for the bad? I want to challenge us today, and I'm almost finished. Not only does He see the good that we do, not only does He see the bad that we reject to choose the good, and not only does He see our potential of the good that we could do in days to come, I would think He would want you and I to behave like Him. You say, in what way, preacher? I want to recommend to all of us that you take the time to see the good. Take the time to see the good. Kids are going back to school soon. They're going to bring report cards home. What a difficult moment in life is when you take your report card home. You bring a report card home and you've got an A, a B, an A, and a D. And what do we want to discuss? The D. Now, I think the D needs discussed, but you might doctor the D up a lot by discussing the A for a little while, too. Husbands and wives can be so quick to see the smudge on the glass. When somebody was putting mega energy into doing right. Hey, teachers, notice the students good. Hey, employee, notice the good the boss is trying to do. Hey, boss, notice the good the employee is trying to do. Hey, mom and dad, I don't think our kids are perfect, but many kids in this church are a far cry from what you were when you were their age. But does it hurt to notice the good? Wives, I don't think your husband's perfect. But it sure wouldn't hurt if you noticed the good. Not all of his clothes are on the bedroom floor. Men, I don't think the wives are perfect. But do you think we maybe ought to be like God a little bit? You say, well, I like things a certain way. You don't think God does? God's holy. We all deserve to be in an eternal hell. Why? Because we were rotten sinners. He said, but I see some good in this. And if God can look down and say, I see some good, I guess some husbands could see some good and some wives could see some good and some moms and dads could see the good. And we as Christians within the church, I don't think we're perfect. This isn't a congregation of perfect people. But I know a lot of hard-working, sincere people that are trying real hard to clean the window. But if you're the kind of person that sees the smudge, just be careful. Just be careful. I call the sermon very good. We could almost start a revival in a community by noticing the good. Just notice the good.